Our Verstandig has a deep history with Glamsta, a summer camp in Stockholm.
So I've been there many times as a kid and also as a counselor. It's actually the place where my parents met in 1968.
Glamsta is Sweden's only Jewish summer camp. Verstandig is the president of the Jewish community of Stockholm, which runs the camp. He says that since 1909, Glamsta has been a safe haven for people to learn about Jewish traditions and practice a Jewish life.
If you are a Jew in Sweden, you belong to a very small minority. But when you come to Glamsta for 2 or 3 weeks, you're actually the majority. It's an amazing place.
A place that, in April, announced it was closing for the summer due to COVID-19 concerns. But under new guidelines from the Swedish government, Glamsta has reversed that decision. School is out, and summer camp is in session. Only 50 total campers and counselors are allowed this year, a fraction of the hundreds of kids who had signed up. And they all have to be local to Stockholm. Verstandig says the camp will see more cleaning than in years past. And
the most important is that we will maintain rules on social distancing when you eat, also when you sleep, and also that we will have as much outdoor as possible.
Glamsta will not be testing campers and counselors for COVID-19 before they enter campgrounds, which Verstandig says is in line with Sweden's unique approach to combating the virus.
Sweden has some of the fewest limits on social movement of any European country.
They're relying on individuals to follow health guidelines and abide by restrictions.
Bars, shops, cafes, and restaurants all open.
It doesn't appear that strategy worked. Sweden has the third highest mortality rate in the world, 44 coronavirus deaths per 100,000 people, according to Johns Hopkins. Testing for the disease has also run well below the level in other Nordic nations, like Norway and Denmark. Those two countries are now teaming up. At a press conference, Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg said, quote, Norway and Denmark have agreed to reopen their borders for holiday and leisure travel between the two countries starting June 15th. That means residents will be able to move freely across the border without quarantining upon arrival. Sweden, which shares a 1,000-mile border with Norway, is not yet included in these plans. For some, closed borders mean closed summer camps, like Vineyard Nordic Summer Camp, a Christian camp.
I realized quite early that we probably have to close.
Jun Skoglund is a youth coordinator at Vineyard Nordic Summer Camp. 140 teens typically go there each summer, many coming from other countries.
Because of this closing down of borders and everything, quite early we understood that having people from different nations coming to a summer camp seemed quite impossible.
It seemed impossible, too, for the nonprofit Uppsala International Summer Session. Program director Nelike Dorstein says they can't meet the safety guidelines for summer camps that the Swedish government requires.
We do not want to compromise anyone's health. In the current situation, it would not be responsible of us to assemble such an international and large group of people.
Aaron Verstandig from Camp Glamsta says he's not concerned about COVID-19 spreading inside the camp.
We've had a very good dialogue with the epidemiologists in Stockholm that have said that we're allowed to bring kids as long as they don't have any symptoms. And if they show any symptoms, they must leave.
They must leave and go home, which is where Verstandig says he does get worried.
I think the concern is that they will bring the virus back to their families or to their communities.
Verstandig says Glamsta will welcome its campers toward the end of summer, when, he says, the spread of the virus could have slowed and the environment could be more safe. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.